أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، وصلى الله على محمد وآل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Brothers, sisters, listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. And welcome to the program مفاتيح الحياة, Keys of Life. I am your host, Abdullah Al-Musawi. One of the categories of people we deal with that Islam has spoken about are the sujana, the prisoners. There are Islamic laws when it comes to prisoners, and there is man-made laws when it comes to prisoners. And man-made laws when it comes to prisoners, 99% of the time, it's oppressive towards prisoners, if not 100%. Because when the Islamic laws are not maintained or applied or adhered to, we're going to have corruption. Now, yes, that criminals who go to jail, they committed a crime. Fine, to that extent, we agree. But that does not mean we do not uphold their rights as prisoners. They have rights, and these rights need to be given to them. This discussion is a little bit lengthy because it involves a lot of things, specifically jurisprudence. However, we stay with the hadith of the Ahl-Bayt salamullah alayhim and the main guidelines. I'm not going to go in the details. First thing that we understand from the hadith of the Ahl-Bayt salamullah alayhim, You cannot imprison a person without a valid reason. Amir al-Mu'mineen says, "La habsa fi tuhmatin illa fi dam." You cannot imprison a person based on a suspicion or a doubt, or you think that he might have committed this act. You cannot do that, except for those who are being accused of killing someone else. When it comes to blood, you can hold someone even though you don't have an evidence on them committing it yet. So you suspect a person, he's a suspect, that he could be involved in a murder. This person can be held in prison without an evidence until his judgment comes, until he either proves himself innocent or he's proven guilty. Beside that, Amir al-Mu'mineen says no one should be imprisoned without a reason, just by being accused or accusation. That should not happen because this will create a lot of problems in society. But when it comes to blood though, blood is a very sensitive issue. To prevent blood from spilling even more further, if they say that this person has committed this act, then obviously he should be held to prevent revenge or to prevent other blood from being spilled, or even that person might be killed and he could be innocent. So he's held in prison until we can see whether he has committed this crime or he hasn't. Beside that, Amir al-Mu'mineen says no one should be held in prison based on any other accusation. That is the first guideline that the Ahl-Bayt alayhim salam give when it comes to prisoners. Let us take a short break and then we will discuss this topic further.
Ayatollah Javadi Amali, the author of the book مفاتيح الحياة, The Keys of Life. This book, Mafati, ought to be in two volumes. One volume, the present volume, Mafatihul Janan, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc.
One volume,
But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree.
امام اونطوری که اینو گفته بودم گفته دی اون امامی که گفته اگر روزه بگیری ثواب داره همون امام گفته که اگر درخت بکاری اون ثواب داره.
Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam, who has stressed out the reward for praying, has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Mafatih al-Hayat, Keys of Life. We said the first pillar and the first category and the first notion that we deal with when it comes to prisoners is that they should not be held or put in prison based on suspicion, except for blood. Now, fine. Someone was accused of killing someone. How long should he be held in prison? Month, 2 months, a year, 3 years? How long? Because we see that in our day, in our daily dealings now and with courts and prisons, that some people are held in prison for many, many years on the suspicion, on the accusation of them committed murder when there is no evidence of them committing a murder. So the question comes, how long can we keep them in prison if someone is accused with killing someone else, with murder? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, a hadith from Imam al-Sadiq, he said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when a person is accused of murder, he would hold him in prison for 6 days only, 6 days. The family of the man who was murdered, or the woman who were murdered, doesn't matter who was murdered, if his family can bring in evidence within 6 days to prove that this person has killed him, then yes. If not, if they fail to do so within 6 days, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam would free him because he's just being held under accusation. Now you might be saying, but what if he really did it? Sure, but in Islam, we cannot hold people based on accusation. We need evidence. There has to be an evidence to judge someone, because many people were killed on being suspected of committing a crime that they actually have never done. Again, another guideline when it comes to prisoners: we cannot hold them without applying the hudud, the punishment, the laws that needs to be performed. Amir al-Mu'minin salamullah alayhi says, so sometimes you bring a person, you apply the Islamic retribution and punishment to him, but then you keep him in prison. The Imam said this is oppression. Someone has stolen, apply the law to him. Someone has committed a crime, apply the law to him and let him go. You can't keep someone in prison for a long time, even after him paying his debt. Because now we see many people become prisoners and they go to prison and they take into prison. And they are kept there for a long time. Even when they pay their debts or they get punished for the punishment they've done. Someone steals money from someone else. His family comes and pay that money that was stolen or whatever damage has been done. But yet the law says he has to serve a sentence of 3 years, 4 years. This is oppression by the words of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. So when we compare the laws today that are applied in courts to prisoners compared to Islam, we see there's a huge gap as far as the heavens to the earth. We will continue this discussion in episodes to come. Until then, stay with us. و السلام علیکم و رحمت الله و برکاته.
Driving past, walking fast to the field of dreams. Hear the children's screams.
There was the Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.